You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. 4 years ago, Julia Morgan became the first woman to win the prestigious gold medal from the American Institute of Architects. It was a landmark achievement for the native Californian. It's the Institute's highest honor, and one shared by icons of the industry like Frank Lloyd Wright, Mies van der Rohe, and Frank Gehry. Even more remarkable, Morgan was awarded the honor 57 years after her death. The award was an attempt in part to correct a long-standing omission by the male-dominated AIA. But while Morgan died over 60 years ago now, you can still see her legacy today in Fresno. Here to tell us more is local historian and historic preservationist, Karana Hattersley-Drayton. Karana, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, I want to talk about Morgan's work here in Fresno, but her work here is not quite as large or as famous as another building she designed in Central California, this little thing called La Cuesta Encantada. Many people may know about her castle. Tell us about that building.
Okay, San Simeon. You know, I have to say that's not my favorite work of hers. Perhaps if I went back and looked at it again, I'd feel differently. But Randolph Hearst, she built it for the Hearst family, for Randolph Hearst, had a huge role in it. And he was quite the patron, and it's sort of, gosh, I hope this doesn't sound terrible, it's kind of a mishmash between Chinatown and Spanish, you know, revival. But the interiors are gorgeous. Of course, she didn't do all the interior work. But what is really significant about that particular site is the Neptune Pool. She was trained as a civil engineer at Berkeley, and that was extremely unusual, you know, in the late 19th, early 20th century, and then worked with Bernard Maybeck. But she, because of that engineering background, was amazing at designing things under very difficult circumstances. So the Neptune Pool, which is gorgeous, is built over an earthquake fault. So that really stands out in my mind.
And a major restoration of that pool just completed recently at Hearst Castle. So stylistically, we think of Hearst Castle when we think of Julia Morgan, but that doesn't necessarily typify her style.
No.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think so. But again, please understand, I don't feel I'm any kind of expert on Julia Morgan. I'm very much appreciate her. The thing about Julia Morgan, she was trained at the Ecole, the School of Arts in Paris, and that is, I don't know the date, they did start an architecture program. And this is long before the United States had architecture programs. And again, Berkeley at that time only had an engineering program, although Bernard Maybeck taught drawing. So that's how Julia Morgan began to get involved with architecture. And the Ecole was very rigorous on classicism, really taught through, you know, the Atelier program, a variety of styles, and taught the students to design from the inside out, which is kind of interesting. So that's the way she continued to work with clients. And did she have a style per se? No. She was expert at a number of styles, but she was always thinking about the climate, the location. So the buildings she did here, were they the arts and craftsy? Well, one of them may have been. Look that she had in the Bay Area, you know, with shingles and redwood and blah, 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 blah. No, they were much more Mediterranean because this is a much drier climate. She worked with the clients and she worked with the location and she worked in a variety of styles, but definitely in the Bay Area arts and crafts.
So a pioneer of California architecture, period, a pioneer for women in architecture also, though.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, she was, I think we could say, the leading architect and maybe the first woman architect. I would hate to get challenged on that, but she was the architect for the YWCA, for the West Coast. And so she designed so many Ys along the West Coast and even Hawaii, you know, Honolulu, I've been to that one, Pasadena, Berkeley, Oakland, etc. And she designed two Y buildings here in Fresno. And that's our connection, which is kind of cool.
Now, both are still extant. One does not resemble its original form at all.
No.
And we'll talk about that in a bit.
Okay.
But let's talk about the one that people can see today and really get a feel for what made Julia Morgan special, the residence hall from 1921 on M Street, downtown Fresno.
Right. And you will often see 1922. In fact, I noticed in the a book done by her on Julia Morgan. They give a 1922 date, and I changed it to 21. And the reason for that is when I was doing some research on another property up the street, I ran into this wonderful article in 1921 or whatever in the Fresno Morning Republican. And it talked about Julia Morgan coming to Fresno. And she came here. She always had worked with the clients, like when a family, you know, they wanted a house, she'd sit on the floor, she'd talk to the kids, what do you want? In this case, it was the first time she really worked with the women who were going to be living in this residence hall. Now, remember, 1920s is when women were leaving the farm or the little city, the little town, and coming to the big city of Fresno or Oakland or whatever. And they needed a safe place to live where they would be chaperoned and their virtue would be guarded, if you will. And so she came to Fresno, and this article talks about that. She sat down with women who were going to live there and said, well, what do you want? What do you want in your kitchen? How do you want this laid out? And she referred later to the fact that this was the most democratic of all her buildings.
Very interesting. Now, it's always a challenge talking about anything visual,
yes,
or even spatial on the radio, but give us an idea of what this building looks like.
Well, first of all, you can drive by it if you're listening. You can go to 1660 M Street, and there's actually several really interesting buildings in that part of Fresno. It's the very top of the old parent grid, and it is a Mediterranean-style Spanish revival meets whatever, with certainly arts and crafts detailing. It's an H plan. It's symmetrical, which would be very classical in its presentation on the outside, with a kind of a stepped back central portion. It's concrete clad or stucco clad, I guess I should say. She was the first person to really work with concrete in homes, for example. That was when people were still building with wood. So she was very comfortable with either concrete buildings, you know, structurally, which this I don't believe is. I'm sure it's framed with a stucco clad. And, you know, with a courtyard. I've been there. I'm trying to remember. You know, the wings surround a courtyard. And one thing that's very arts and crafts, because remember the arts and crafts movement, wasn't just about art or building. It was about a way of life. So she had on the backside a sleeping porch, which in the old days was open to the air. And that was not just for the comfort in the summer, and they were all over Fresno. My mother slept on a sleeping porch in Berkeley, and in Berkeley in the summer is not exactly hot. And part of it was the fresh air. And this was part of the whole aesthetic movement and the whole health movement that was part of the arts and crafts, again, from which Julia Morgan came.
So there was that building, which we can still see, designed in 1921 by Julia Morgan, famed architect. It's on M Street in downtown Fresno. That's one building that we can see today, the residence hall on M Street. Just down the street and up the block at Tuolumne and L Street stands another building she designed a few years later as a recreation center for the YWCA. It was significantly remodeled in the 1960s, and in fact, it looks like a building from the 1960s.
Yes, it
today.
Does. Yes.
How common was that sort of practice? Did people realize what they had at the time, that this was something by a famed architect, Julia Morgan? Is that something that's commonplace that we see in the areas dealing with preserving historic buildings, or was it even considered historic to people
at
that time?
That's an excellent question. I mean, Julia Morgan had gone through a period where her work had fallen out of favor because she, in fact, as you probably know, she destroyed most of her drawings when she closed her office, in part because, you know, she felt like she was kind of out of sync with the international movement and whatever. So to answer your question specifically, I think, yes, that's probably too common. And in Fresno and many places, we've also demolished buildings that were historically important, architecturally significant. I mean, we could give many examples of that. So I think, yes, that building was redesigned, reclad, if you will, by Robert Stevens, is my understanding. And he was a great architect. Should he have messed with Julia Morgan? Who's to say?
Exactly. What do you think her legacy is today, now that we have the benefit of you know, almost 60 years after her death, over 60 years after her death, looking back at her work? Certainly Hearst Castle is so famous.
Yes.
But what is her legacy right now in 2018?
Well, she stands as a giantess among architects for the work that she did as a woman architect. But 700 buildings. She designed 700 buildings over her career and maybe even more. Her work was impeccable. And for the time, I mean, she was part of the whole sort of the second wave of the First Bay tradition. And these folks, she was the only Californian in that group. And they were very concerned, as with the arts and crafts movement I've already mentioned, in getting real materials, you know, local materials, meeting the climate and the specifics of the site. But she also hired impeccable craftsmen, you know, from Italy and whatever. And she kind of dragged these folks around with her for years. And so the quality of the workmanship is unparalleled. And I think maybe my favorite buildings of hers are her wood, you know, her arts and crafts buildings out of Berkeley, because of course I went to Berkeley, and they're beautiful. They're just absolutely beautiful.
Again, Julia Morgan awarded the AIA Gold Medal 4 years ago, the first woman to ever win the prestigious award from the American Institute of Architects. It was awarded 57 years after her death, and you can see one of her buildings in Fresno on M Street, the YWCA Residence Hall. Karana Hattersley-Drayton, local historian and preservationist. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.